What is the meaning of indulgence? I think it is worth spending some time on this subject. First, a brief history. Meaning forms and conditions. First, the history of indulgences. In the early church, as we mentioned, the faithful did go to confession, but they were very holy people for obvious reasons. To be a Christian was to become a martyr. Confessions were heard from the first century. Not throughout the church, but in many countries, when a person went to confession and confessed a mortal sin, that person was given a very heavy, what they call canonical penance. Canonical penance. For example, as I think I mentioned, adultery, abstaining from marital intercourse for 7 years has quite a penalty. Or fasting on bread and water. The lowest was 40 days. And again, up to 7 years. Pilgrimage to the Holy Land was a very common penance. People could live in Northern Europe or in South Africa or in India to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. No airplanes, no steamships. Could take months. Those severe penances lasted till about the year 1100. Gradually, the church is to do what she called indulgences. In Latin, indulgere means to give in to make easier, to lower a penalty, to soften a punishment. So the first meaning of indulgence historically was that the church would then give a substitute for those very severe penances. For example, the father of a family to have to make a pilgrimage from Calcutta to Palestine. That's a big penance, and of course, the family itself would suffer as a consequence. It took about 700 years for the church to gradually not remove the penance, but to make it easier. And this is where indulgences first began. Indulgences were substitutes, which is, in our day, those which we call partial indulgences would be 40 days indulgence, or 7 years, and 7 times 40 days. And all the indulgences had a label. How much of the temple punishment is removed by the prayer or the good work you would perform. Mass up to Pope Paul VI. Pope Paul VI, for the first time in the Church's history, and he exercised his supreme papal authority. He said, from now on, the date in my mind is 1966, when the Holy Father, Paul VI, said, there are only 2 kinds of indulgences, partial and plenary. Partial means that part of the punishment due for sin is removed. Plenary means all the penalty, all the pain due for sins committed, temporal punishment, never eternal punishment, would be removed. In the change that Pope Paul made, there is now in the Catholic Church only a plenary indulgence, which can be gained only once a day. You cannot gain more than 1 plenary indulgence in 1 day. And partial indulgence, all the days, 40 days, 100 days indulgence, 7 years, all the dates were removed. And the Pope declared, from now on, a partial indulgence, we leave up to God how much of the punishment he will remove. Now, what did that mean, 40 days indulgence? That meant that if a person, say, said a prayer, performed some act of penance to which was attached a plenary indulgence, the Church taught that as much of the pain or suffering would be removed now by, say, saying a prayer with a 40 days indulgence, as was removed in the early Church by doing those severe, penalties or mortifications for 40 days. 40 days, for example, abstaining from meat. Or 40 days, making a pilgrimage to the last, say, 20 days in going, 20 days in coming. Now, sisters, you can walk a long way in 40 days. So the partial indulgences said before Paul VI, as much of the penalty or pain was removed as used to be removed by those ancient, severe, he called them canonical penances. That's the history. Now the meaning. And sister, let's be clear. This has a lot to do with the sacrament of penance. What I'm doing here is, I was going to talk about indulgences, but your question occasions me to explain. What is the meaning? The meaning of indulgence is, an indulgence removes the temporal punishment due to forgiven sins. Let me add one word. the temple punishment steals you to forgiven sins.